turundusdoktor aitab.
The case study sounds like that. Hi, I'm a project manager in a youth center. There our main task is to attract young people from 10 to 26 years to our centers. We do a lot of different events, competitions, camps, training, etc. The problem is that despite the fact that our events are rather popular, the first-time visitors tend not to come back. How come that it's easy to attract them for the first time, but very difficult to bring them back? What are we doing wrong and what should we improve?
Well, I mean, this is, of course, the classic recruitment and retention issue, isn't it? And I can't say I necessarily have the knowledge or understanding of the specific attraction drivers for joining a youth centre, but I think what I can offer in terms of advice is how you go about solving the problem, and I think that there are two possible reasons. One of which, of course, is do you really understand, you know, two things: why people are not coming back? And it seems such a simple thing, but you know, often you have to do your research to find out not necessarily why people are coming in the first place, because often people are attracted by, you know, an event and the recruitment that you do around that kind of event. But why people don't come back, a second or a third time is something you need to research. So one is why, you know, what are the negatives, which would probably relate to what you're currently doing or what you're currently offering. And the other one, of course, is finding out what they would potentially value more. So what is it that you're not offering that you need to offer to bring them back, to make them feel that it's worthwhile attending? So that's one area where, you know, you really need to think about your research. And of course, I think classically now, one would hope that when people do come along for whatever your first evening is, or that when you first attract people, you would be hopefully getting hold of their email addresses or text addresses, etc., etc., etc. Second thing would be about the nature of the other thing I might suspect is, are you over promising? Are you suggesting something in the nature of your marketing of the events that you say are attracting people in, which is over promising in a way that when people turn up, they feel as though they're being a little bit let down? Are you giving people an impression of something greater than you can deliver? That's a second area I think you really need to think about. And the third thing, and maybe this is just, one thing I'm particularly focused on at the moment, is thinking about the social nature of these things. And I mean social in terms of Facebook or Instagram or WhatsApp or whatever you think people might be using who are coming along to your social club. Because I think one thing with that kind of event is you need to get people, obviously, to feel as though they're joining in a community. And that's not just what's happening at the time, but it's also how they're connecting people on an ongoing basis. So I think thinking about how, once you've got people to come along first time, getting some contact details, maybe signing them up, having some kind of either Facebook page or Instagram page or whatever, and finding ways of prompting people to come back, keeping them up to date with what they've missed. Those kinds of things, I think, you know, potentially could be very useful in trying to make sure that, you know, once you get people through the door, that they do come back for a second and third time and become fully paid up and loyal members of your club.
Absolutely. For the first, when I was looking at the case, for me, it seems a bit, not a bit, but a lot challenging when I look at the target group age. I don't think that when you have 10 years and the young people in the age of 20 or 26, that they really can easily find a way, find things what to do together. For me, it seems that the target group is really very wide, and probably there are very different target groups. That probably the kind of the preteen and teen is one of the groups with different values. Then there is kind of the late teen that is probably with another group of values, and then all those who are already in the either universities or 26 might have even family with, I don't know, two or three kids. So it seems to be that it's a very wide audience. It's difficult to find something for everyone. So probably a kind of smaller and niche segmentation, kind of try to find a more precise target group within it would be probably my kind of first suggestion. I cannot suggest what, but probably should also look at the competence of the people working with them, where you feel most comfortable. Is it with the teens? Is it with the preteens? Or is it with a kind of older age? A bit older age, yeah. So this is the first thing I think that it's challenging. Then probably what I see also working with young people, it's difficult to get the email addresses because, let's say, if they are about 10 or 11, they might not use email very often. They use all the other social media networks,
Snapchat,
they are there, but email is something that probably, my mom has, so it's not a direct communication anymore. So it might mean that you really have to look at them differently and ask what kind of networks you can even use to reach them after the event. And also, I think that it's very important what you, Richard, pointed out, that look at the event itself and try to understand what is the thing that makes them really be very, very fond of, and what are the things that are kind of boring or they don't like. Because with this type of age, it's so difficult. When they once see it and they don't like, they won't never come back because they say that it's boring and that's it. So it's really important to make the first events very, very kind of right and really try to understand, maybe even try to walk the event sometimes through with a 10 years old or with a 12 years old and with a 26 years old, and try to understand what is interesting to whom, and by that try to maybe work more with the event design also. And I don't know the center currently, but often it might be also that in Estonia the youth centers are publicly funded. The level of the, let's say, even equipment what the young people are expecting to see is not there. They want to have the brightest games, the newest features on everything, but often the centers are just not so well funded that they could afford it. So this might also be the gap that you have to be really really focusing and trying to understand, would this be a problem? And in that case, to understand that what things can you offer that are not connected to so much technology? Maybe you can do something that is, I don't know, with the sports or something that is maybe not so tech-oriented, so where your funding can allow you to do the event still on the that are attractive for this group. So a lot of suggestions had we here.
Hopefully some will stick.
Yeah, I hope that too. So, Richard, thank you very much for the very interesting show. And dear listeners, please listen us again in a week's time. And meanwhile, please send us interesting case studies. You know that we love to solve them. Thank you.
Sulle meeldis Turundusraadio. Teili endale meeldetuletus järgmiste saadete kohta Marketingi Instituudi kodulehelt.